Would the House please come to order? Would the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Madam Clerk.
30 members present.
We have a quorum. Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, may the record reflect that Representatives Chenault, Harris, and Whitaker have been previously excused from a call of the House today, and Representatives Jewell and Olgan, who were previously excused, are here.
May the record so reflect. Leading in the invocation again today and rounding out his week with us is Reverend Ron Covey of the Douglas Community United Methodist Church. Would members please rise for the invocation?
Members of the House, staff, and distinguished guests, may we be in the spirit of prayer. Almighty God, how wonderful are the blessings you have given us. Mountains and seas, fields and forests, lakes, streams and sky, and all the creatures, great and small, that dwell therein. Grant that in the responsibilities entrusted to us, we may be faithful stewards of all your blessings. Guide us in our actions, so that generations yet unborn may walk where we have walked, see what we have seen, and experience the awesomeness of your presence, even as we have experienced it. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend, for being with us. Representative Murkowski, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that that prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 24th and 25th legislative days.
Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House journal as certified by the chief clerk be approved.
Without objection, the journal has been certified. Are there guests this morning for introduction? Representative Dyson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've had a lot of joy in my life. Certainly, having been chosen by my wife, Jane, who's in the Pratrovich Gallery, was one of them. Being a parent and a grandparent was also is a great joy, and being a foster parent has expanded my opportunities to be a grandfather, and I would like to introduce two of my grandchildren, Erica and Seth Barbara, and have you all help me welcome all three of them.
Madam Majority Leader.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I believe you have a constituent in the Pratrovich Gallery behind me, Mr. Jim LaBelle, Sr. from Anchorage. Would you help me welcome him here today?
Representative Crawford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have very important business this morning. I have the mother of our children, my sweetheart, my wife. Here, Gwen Perry Crawford in the gallery behind me.
Representative Petula.
Speaker, in the Pratrovich Gallery, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a friend who, although she may work for the representative from District 5, she's my constituent. She's also a UAF rural development student, so help me in welcoming Nancy Barnes.
Representative Jewell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The gallery is full tonight, and it's this morning. It's Friday, and I'm looking forward. It's not like that I party or anything. The gallery is full this morning, Mr. Speaker, of a lot of individuals that take up much of our discussion during the course of our sessions. And the students that are here with the university are part of the rural development bachelor's degree program. And two of the students that are here are from my district, from Barrow, one of my relatives, Ron Nalikup, in the gallery behind me, and in the Patrovich Gallery from Selowik is Hannah Loon. And sitting next to Hannah is one of the instructors and directors of the program from Anchorage, Gordon Puller. If the body would please help me welcome them.
Lieutenant Foster.
Yes, sir. I've got Erwin Franks of Nome behind me. Also, Berta Wilson of Nome in the Pradovich Gallery. And lastly, Charles Pullock, who's been my neighbor about 20 feet from my house for the last 40 years at Nome. It's his mom's birthday, Grace, today. I sent her a card the other day. If you're watching, Grace, happy birthday. And if you'll help me, please welcome all three of these people, and if you'll stand. Thank you.
Representative Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also with the Rural Development Program, with the faculty and staff of that program, we have two folks down from Fairbanks. If you'll help me welcome Rick Caulfield and Luann Rank. Thank you.
Representative Katzner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, have people here from the Rural Development Program. Max Langelin is here from Queefluck. From Bethel, we've got Eva Malvich and John McIntyre, as well as Bob Charles, who has moved to Bethel, but he's originally from Anchorage. He moved to Wasilla, but he's originally from Bethel. We've got Annie Roach from Quinnahawk and Anna Ross from Akechok. We also have with us faculty members. Vivian Johnson is originally from Emonic, and her grandfather served in this body. She now lives in Bethel. And also we have faculty member Mike Davis, who is a former member of this body. Please help me welcome them.
I'm going to guess that Representative Mike Davis is behind the pole and I can't see him, but if you are, Mike, I'd be my honor to offer you the privilege of the floor. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mike. Representative Bogan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This morning I'm honored to have my constituent, the mayor of the Matsu Borough, who's in the Taylor Gallery. His name is Tim Anderson. He's accompanied by his lovely wife, Linda, who is the manager of the Boys and Girls Club, Matsu School Outreach Program. You'd welcome them.
Representative Kukesh.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Rural Development Program, I have one constituent from Haines. I'm awfully proud of her, as I am of all of the students in the program. Would you please join me to welcome Margot Clayton?
Madam Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just moving into the Taylor Gallery, as a couple of my constituents from the Denali Borough, Mayor John Gonzalez and Eileen Armstrong, Chairman of the the school board in Healy. Thank you.
Representative Halcrow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, have a constituent down with the Rural Development Program in the Taylor Gallery, Inez Webb.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. We have two members from the Rural Development Program here from my village, Chris Kayana and Valerie Totemoff.
Representative Mulder.
Mr. Speaker, it's rare we get a Muldooner down here, but I'm pleased today that we have Andrea Agley, who's also here attending the seminar. Please welcome her.
Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also from the Rural Development students from Tok, Pam Crone.
Representative Crawford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I almost fouled up. I didn't realize she was back there a while ago, but my Uber staffer, Jennifer Adzema, is behind me in the bench. Gallery. Okay. Thank you.
Briefities. Would the House please come back to order? Are we still introducing guests? I guess we were. Representative Masick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Gives me great pleasure today to introduce some constituent. And they travel down here to Juneau from Willow, and if they can stand when I call their name, they're in the Taylor Gallery, Dick Paul Mateer. And Mr. Speaker, one of his son, John Paul Mateer, is your constituent, of which I have the pleasure to introduce to the body. And Dick has been involved in working in the Willow community for a long time, and he's been real active in helping me with a lot of things here in Juneau, and I just am glad to see them in Juneau, and if you could please help me welcome them down here. Thank you.
Representative Davies. Sorry, we haven't finished with Willow.
Thank you. I have one more person to introduce, and they're from Wasilla. They're down here with the RD Juneau close-up program, and it's Bob Charles. And I'm not sure if he's in the Taylor or
the...
There he is, if you can help me welcome him. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Now, Representative Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. During the break, I noticed way back in the corner of the Taylor Gallery, one of my constituents, no stranger to this body, a quiet voice, but a very effective person representing the Alaska Outdoor Council. Would you help me welcome Dick Bishop?
And let me also indicate that this man has got too many titles, so we remembered what his title is now and we forgot what his title had been. I would like to recognize past Representative Gonzalez and as such ask that he have the privilege of the floor if he so desires. Thank you. Any other guests for introduction? Representative Scalzi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Only. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It gives me great pleasure to introduce a student of University of Alaska Fairbanks that's down with us today. Among other students attending the RD 492 seminar, Kirill Kwasnikov from Nanwalek, the very end of my district. Please help me.
Any other guests? Seeing none, do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the other body?
There are no messages from the other body.
Any communications?
We received report from the Alaska Court System Travel and Compensation, calendar year 2000, from the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, the Research and Analysis Section, Non-Residents Working in Alaska, 1999, Department of Revenue, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, Consolidated Housing and Community Development Plan for the State of Alaska, fiscal years 2001 through 2005. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports from standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 48, No Social Security Required on Hunt Fish License, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 48 Resources with a new title, recommending Dupass, Ogun, James, Meyer, Coghill, Rokeberg, no recommendation, Kukesh, and Berkowitz. The report was signed by Rokeberg Chair. House Bill 48 has no further referral. The Transportation Committee has considered House Bill 79, Eagle River Veterans Memorial Highway, attaches a zero fiscal note recommending Dupass, Kukesh, Scalzi, Wilson, Masick, Coring, no recommendation, Ogun. The report was signed by Coring Chair. House Bill 79 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introductions of resolutions or citations.
citation honoring Diamond High Lynx 2000 state football champs by Representative Halcrow and Senator Pierce, honoring Diamond High School Japanese Immersion Program graduates by Representative Halcrow and Senator Pierce, honoring Karma Habets by Representative Lancaster, in memoriam Fletcher Gilbert Machen by Representative Lancaster, in memoriam LaVon White by Senator Taylor, in memoriam John Douglas Doug Arduzer by Senator Caldery. House Joint Resolution Number 11 by Representative Dyson, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to subsistence use of wild food resources and to the harvest of fish and wildlife.
That will be referred to Resources, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Joint Resolution Number 12 by Representative Dyson, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to hunting, trapping, and fishing.
And also to Resources, Judiciary, and Finance.
I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Do we have bills for introduction?
House Bill 101 by Representative Dyson, entitled An Act Relating to Charter Schools and Providing for an Effective Date.
That will be referred to the House Special Committee on Education, HESS, and Finance.
House Bill 102 by Representative Cott, entitled An Act Relating to the Theft of Propelled Vehicles.
It will be referred to Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Do we have any items for consideration?
There's citations on today's calendar.
Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Do we have any items of unfinished business, Madam Majority Leader?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from the call of the House for the following times. Representative Williams from 2:30 p.m. Plain Time today to 9:45 p.m. Plain Time Sunday, February 4. Representative Masick from 5 p.m. Plain Time today to 9 a.m. Plain Time Tuesday, February 6. Representative Cott from 7:15 a.m. Plain Time Saturday, February 3 to 9:30 p.m. Plain Time Sunday, February 4. Representative Halcrow from 7:35 p.m. Plain Time Friday, February 9 to 9:32 a.m. Plain Time Monday, February 12. Representative Scalzi from 2 p.m. Plain Time Thursday, March 1 to 9:30 p.m. Plain Time Tuesday, March 6, and Representative Mulder from 8 p.m. Plain Time tonight, February 2 to 9:30 tomorrow night on 2-3 Plain Time.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused on the dates and times indicated by the Majority Leader. Any other items of unfinished business? Do we have committee announcements? Representative Fate.
yes, Mr. Speaker. On Monday morning between 8 and 8:30 in room 124, and because of the interest in this particular thing, there will be a subcommittee set up by Chairman Ogun of the Oil and Gas Special Committee on the feasibility and reviewing the data on the feasibility of a gas dispersion system of some type on the Yukon River and other rural areas. That's between 8 and 8:30, room 124. Thank you.
Representative Fate. Representative Masick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Resource Committee will meet today at 1 o'clock, and we're going to be having an update on the status of the statehood defense cases, and that'll be in room 124, and I invite all members to be there on time and, of course, to have more legislators show up so they can get an update on the court cases. Thank you.
Representative Masick. Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the subcommittee, Finance Subcommittee on DNR, was to have a meeting on Monday on the Oil and Gas Department. We have a conflict now, so we're going to reschedule that. That meeting will be canceled, so people won't have to come in quite so early. Thank you.
Representative Hudson. Representative Mulder, and then Rumford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Education Budget Subcommittee will be meeting this afternoon at 1:30 in the House Finance Committee member room. Thank you.
Representative Mulder. Representative Rookberg.
An announcement that the House Judiciary Committee will be meeting in joint session with the House Hess Committee at the Hess room, which is room 106 this afternoon. So it will be a joint hearing on the concept of wellness courts.
Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I forgot to mention also that full
Finance Committee will be meeting on Monday morning at 9 a.m. in a joint session with the other body to hear an address from President Hamilton. I have outfitted the chairs with seat belts, so it's safe to sit there and listen to his address. So, but I would welcome all members to attend the address of President Hamilton. It's always entertaining, at the least. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Mulder. Any other committee announcements? General announcements. Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, there will be a majority caucus immediately following the session today.
Majority caucus immediately following this session. Representative Hudson.
Mr. Speaker, I just wanted to remind my fellow representatives here on the floor that we've all been invited to the Juno Symphony, and they're having their main stage concert this Saturday, and I believe everybody received free tickets or free admission in the introduction package that was handed out when they first came here. So it's Saturday, February 3rd, 8 p.m. at the high school, and Linda Rosenthal, who is really quite famous, will be a big part of that concert along with a number of other people. I've heard them. They're excellent. So if there's nothing else to do this Saturday evening, please go to the high school and listen to this concert.
Thank you, Representative Hudson. Any other announcements? Representative Lancaster.
I apologize. I didn't say special agenda.
Without objection.
I'd just like to comment on a citation that was read across this morning, if I could. This morning there was a citation introducing and honoring a 15-year-old student from Seward named Karma Hibbets. And Karma is a student at Seward High School. She recently had all of her hair cut off to donate to Locks of Love. That's a nonprofit organization that provides custom-fitted hair pieces to disadvantaged children who suffer hair loss. Karma made the decision to cut off her hair and donate it when her brother, TC, who passed away with cancer. This is a young woman we can all be very proud of and sets an example for all of us.
Thank you, Representative Lancaster. Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm sorry for jumping up and down. I don't ordinarily do this more than three times in a whole session, but here I am three times in one day. I brought along with me a very special award that was presented to one of my heroes. Many of you may remember last year that Mike Miller, who has been diagnosed back in 1996 with prostate cancer, led a charge nationally, along with Senator Bob Dole and many other people, who General Schwarzkopf and a few others, to try to bring up the early detection of prostate cancer. He can't be here today, or I would have introduced him here. He's, as I said, one of my heroes. We did pass legislation last year that lowered the age of the first cancer detection examinations, and this is the Unity Award 2000. It was awarded to Mike Miller by the Prostate Cancer Research Institute and Cancer Education and Support Group. And I wanted to leave it here, if I could, for the next few days, and then I'd like to hand it back to my colleague, who also worked very hard on this issue. But I'd like to acknowledge as well the current chairman and the past chairman of the Health Education and Social Services Committee, my good friend from Eagle River, who picked this up and brought that bill forward last year, and we passed it, and I believe we're going to save some lives. And so to Mike Miller, I wanted to acknowledge him because it's at great expense, quite frankly, for him to go around the nation and advocate and try to help other people early detect prostate cancer. We need to do that with many other areas, quite frankly, but so that's why I have it out here. I know you're not supposed to have props on the floor, and I don't ordinarily do that, but with your grace, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to leave it here perhaps for the next few days, and then I'll pass it on to my friend back here, and then we'll retire it back to Mike. So, Mike, thank you.
Any other announcements? Special orders. Representative Foster.
About is there a doctor?
Without objection.
Today, I wonder if I could read his horoscope from today's paper and also the biography that he himself wrote.
Most assuredly.
Well, he's all our good friend. Anyway, his horoscope today, he's an Aquarius. And it says, you were born today. When you want something, you sure know how to get it. And woe betide those who stand in your way. People from the bush especially tolerate your eccentricities because you are so very charming. Anyway, his biography here, he was born on February 2, 1945. And he states he was a born pessimist. His first words were, my bottle is half empty. He was born in Bethesda, Maryland. His wife is Linda Schandelmeyer, and children, Brian, Karen, Lauren, Ben, and Mara. Occupation, seismologist. How so very professional, Mr. Speaker. Education, Lake Washington High School in Kirkland, 1963. It was about this time that his mother said to him, you won't amount to anything, John, because you procrastinate. And he said, just you wait. And he went, from there he went on to Reed College in Portland in 1967, a BA in physics. And then University of Alaska Fairbanks, 1975, a master's and also a doctorate in geophysics. He's now in his fifth term here in the House of Representatives. Very senior person here. And look at this list of business and professional positions. I wonder if I could just go down them. They're very, very professional. It shows you what kind of a background he's got. He's he was a research associate, Columbia University, New York, geophysicist, DNR, Alaska, state seismologist, Geophysical Institute, UAF, coordinating scientist, Alaska Volcano Observatory, president, Arctic Division, American Association for the Advancement of Sciences, director, Alaska Chapter, National Earthquake Engineering Research Institute, and also on the National Earthquake Prediction Evaluation Council. And he says here, after 38 years, an entire lifetime, a career of studying earthquakes, he says that the best way to tell when you're having an earthquake is when your jello stands still. Special interests. Special interest astronomy. In his first term here, as a matter of fact, he was so interested in that he installed a skylight in his Juno apartment, and he says the people that lived above him were really furious. His hobby is hiking. He loves to hike. And he says here, once he was walking through the woods north of Fairbanks, and he saw a rabbit standing in front of a candle, making shadows of the speaker on a tree, but he just ignored it. And in his statement that he wrote here, he says, from experience, he says that the road less traveled is less traveled for a reason. If you'll please stand and help me sing happy birthday to John.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
The one man that you do not want to ask what's shaking, Representative Davies.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you all for the kind birthday song. And I just calculated that I've now had the pleasure of having my birthday celebrated by the representative behind me for 16% of my birthday. So thank you very much.
Any other special orders? Seeing none, let me just say thank you very much for no one breaking out into a chorus of let me entertain you. Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, February 5.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.